That's correct. And let's talk about the good entities for holding real estate. We have three good entities that are great for various types of purposes, including running a business and owning real estate. Now, the best entities for real estate are limited liability companies and limited partnerships.
That's, again, LLC and LP in the jargon.
Yep. And the reason that we don't use corporations for holding real estate has to do with taxes, and I'm going to throw it over to Diane to explain why.
Basically, with a corporation, the issue we run into is if you sell the property. Well, if you sell the property down the line, you've got something called capital gains tax. And the simple fact is that LLCs and LPs, that's the limited liability companies and limited partnerships, are what we call flow-through entities. In other words, the tax is paid at the individual level. An individual pays less capital gains tax than a corporation does. So in your case, Robert, we never have your corporations buy your real estate. They may control it, but they never own it.
Because I started investing in real estate so long ago, I still have an older structure, which is using a C corporation. But I want to state this. The C corporation owns no real estate at all. And the rule of thumb is never own property inside a corporation. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Well said.
Good. But even though I have a C corporation, the C corporation is attached to a limited partnership. The limited partnership owns my property. And again, if you don't understand a thing I'm saying, don't worry about it, because the LLC has now more or less replaced that old structure, which makes it a lot simpler, right?
Exactly. And a lot of people will continue your structure, Robert, by having the C corporation as the manager of the LLC. That's a flexible alternative for a lot of people so that they can get the C corporation deductions and all. But the important thing to know is the LLC, the limited liability company, and the LP, the limited partnership, when they hold real estate, they will protect your personal assets. If a tenant sues on a fall, on an injury that has to do with your real estate, they will only reach what's inside the LLC or LP. They will not reach your personal assets.
Or my other investments. For example, I have several partnerships, and different partnerships own different properties. So if there is damage in one partnership, they cannot come after my investments in other partnerships. Is that what you're saying?
That's a great strategy. You want to segregate assets. You would not want to hold a large number of properties in one LLC, for example.
Whereas, so going back again to the bad, to be a sole proprietor, to have no entity, or to be in a partnership with something as simple as a handshake, everything is wide open then.
Exactly.
Everything you've worked for.
That's right. You and your family are going to be very upset if you hold real estate in a sole proprietorship or a general partnership and something goes wrong. Those assets will be at risk, as well as your personal assets will be at risk. So the solution is to set up the right entity, in this case, an LLC or an LP. Now, how difficult is it to set one up? Not at all. You go to the state, you apply for a charter, and you have formed the right entity for holding the real estate. When you take title to the property, you will want the title to be in the name of your LLC or LP.
But never inside a corporation.
Correct. Do not title it in the name of a corporation. If you have a C corporation that manages an LP or an LLC, you don't title it in the name of the C corp. You title it in the name of the LLC or LP.
Now, what says someone doesn't want to go to the state? Can they come to see somebody like you?
Sure. We set up these types of entities for people all the time.
About how much does it cost?
Our firm charges $695 to set up the entity plus the state filing fees.
$695.
Correct.
And you have an annual renewal or an annual requirement?
True. Each state has a filing fee that must be paid on an annual basis. As well, in order to maintain the corporate formalities, you need to prepare annual minutes. You need to file an annual tax return. But the requirements for maintaining corporate or LLC formality are not difficult at all.
So going back to the story of the guy with the Chinese restaurant, for $695, he could have protected his business as well as his real estate.
Exactly.
That's
amazing. A shame that people lose their life savings by failure to take these simple steps.
Any comments, Diane?
What Garrett said is really relevant. It's important to take a look at where you're holding your assets and what you need to do to protect them. And sometimes the simplest things, such as the $695 corporation and then having good record keeping, is going to protect you plus give you tax advantages.
Right.